Have you ever heard the phrase, it's bigger than you think? In reality, most people ignore the real problem and try to deal with the symptom of the problem. In John 10 and 10, it says the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And anger does just that. And let me say this to you, it's bigger than you think. First of all, anger divides us. We've all been there. A relative or a close friend shares something or does something that you don't agree with, and immediately you're triggered. Your blood is boiling. And your gut reaction is you got to get them back. You have to retaliate and respond. Next thing you know, you've unfriended them. But here's the thing. That means a divided world is not seeing a unified church. Number two, it distracts us. Our anger can sometimes distract us from what matters most. As a believer, you and I have only one, and I'll say it again, only one objective, and that's to be a reflection of Christ. But when you get concerned about things that are not a part of your assignment, guess what? You show them everything but a loving God. We are responsible for showing other people the way to salvation and eternal life. But number three, it discredits us. When you're the one who claim to be saved and claim to have a relationship with the Lord, but you're constantly angry, you're constantly popping off, people won't see the love of Jesus in you. And yes, sometimes Jesus got angry, but he never let his anger lash out on people in a hurtful, harmful way. Jesus always understood it was more important to love than to be right. Family, here's the truth. You've got to love people and not be discredited or distracted or divided from your main assignment. And the main assignment is what Jesus says at the conclusion of verse 10. My purpose is to give them a rich, satisfying, abundant life. Hey, family, make sure you recognize anger is bigger than you think, and then take the necessary steps to get your anger corrected. Be blessed, saints. In Jesus' name, amen.